This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. On Thursday, Colorado launched its first online resource to keep track of gun violence in the state. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart reports.
The website features an interactive dashboard with data related to firearm injuries and deaths in Colorado. It also provides information on Colorado gun laws, safe storage best practices, and other firearm-related topics. The resource bank was created by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment in conjunction with the Colorado School of Public Health. Officials hope it will provide valuable data and help to prevent firearm-related injury. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
It's been 20 years since voters approved tax funding for an initial rail line from Denver to Longmont. The project has been plagued with funding issues. Now a new plan for the long-awaited Northwest commuter line would help tap into federal money by combining two train proposals. CPR's Dan Boyce explains the partnership between RTD, CDOT, and the Front Range Passenger Rail District could recategorize the old proposed commuter line to an intercity passenger rail service.
Now the Front Range Passenger Rail District believes if they extend that service up to Fort Collins, the train would be eligible for expanded federal funding. The new route is part of a report that's exploring ways to accelerate the implementation of the train.
The Front Range Passenger Rail Network could eventually run from Fort Collins all the way to Trinidad. Clear skies for the rest of the day in Denver and Colorado Springs. The weekend looks mild with highs in the mid to upper 60s. This is CPR News in KRCC.